The state cites the operator of the Skagway ore terminal for environmental violations, and finding the good in a local author's latest book. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. The state is investigating operations at the Skagway ore terminal after discovering the company operating the facility didn't have the proper permits to dispose of contaminated water used there. The State Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, says there is no record of a permit on file for discharging water at the ore terminal, but inspectors in March discovered a hose at the terminal and water running into storm drains. DEC says stormwater, gray water, and water used to wash ore hauling equipment is being disposed of without a permit and without treatment. The Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, or AIDA, owns the ore terminal. That state agency works to attract Canadian mining companies to use the facility. Currently, there is only one company using it, Yukon's Capstone Mining. The company trucks ore concentrate to Skagway, stores it in the terminal, and then transfers it onto ships. Last year, Capstone exported just over 60,000 dry metric tons of copper concentrate through the terminal, or about $186 million worth, according to the state. Capstone employs a Skagway company called Mineral Services to operate the ore terminal with approval from AIDA. Mineral Services, owned by Hunts and Hunts Enterprises, is cited in the violations. Dave Hunt says they are working to address the violations. AIDA spokesperson Karsten Rodvik says the agency will review all plans before they are submitted to the DEC. He also says the hose noted by DEC inspectors has already been removed. Mike Solter is a compliance program manager with the Division of Water at DEC. He says this first notice of violation is considered an informal enforcement action. He says the department lays out the violations and then asks the company to respond with information and a plan to address the issues. If the company doesn't respond or address the violations, then DEC can take other steps, including civil or criminal charges.
In general, if an operator fails to comply with the notice of violation, then we do move forward into more formal enforcement actions, which can include, it can include compliance orders by consent. It can do a lot of different tools that we have to try and bring people into compliance.
DEC is requiring Mineral Services to address the violations in several ways, including redirecting the water to an upland area and developing a disposal plan, applying for the proper permits to discharge water, submitting a waste disposal plan for the sludge from the equipment wash area, and submitting an engineering plan for a wastewater system. DEC is also asking for an explanation of the alleged water discharge where equipment is washed off. Solter says these measures will help bring Mineral Services into compliance at the ore terminal.
Our ultimate goal in any situation, not just this one, but any situation when we're dealing with environmental issues, is we want to protect the environment. We want to bring people into compliance.
DEC says the water issue violates state environmental rules, but it also violates a 1989 agreement that was supposed to protect against future contamination at the site. The facility is currently listed as a contaminated site because of lead contamination from operations in past decades. The city is planning a several million dollar cleanup effort at the ore basin as part of the Gateway Port expansion project. Find the Good is Haynes' Heather Lendy's third book. Like her other books, it focuses on life in small town Alaska. The message is upbeat and meant to help readers make lemonade out of the sour lemons of life. Alaska author John Straley describes it as a tonic for a cynical world. Lindy sat down with me to talk about how she tries to live the message she writes about in Find the Good and why it's not always easy living in small-town Alaska. Her work has been on NPR, Christian Science Monitor, and other national publications. Find the Good from Algonquin Press has already sold out of its first printing before its official release date. But in Haynes, Lindy is just Heather to most people. She's on the borough's planning commission. Her family owns a lumber yard, and she takes great pride in her role as grandmother now, dedicating the new book to the five grandchildren. I know her because she's involved at the radio station, including, for full disclosure, on the station's board of directors. She's best known in town as the local obituary writer, summarizing the highlights of people's lives into a few inches of newsprint. And that's how Find the Good came about, by pondering life and death.
I was given this assignment, you know, if I was on my deathbed and I had to say three words, you know, to my grandchildren, leaving them advice, you know, what would it be? And of course, you know, I'm 55. I've written obituaries for friends. Now I think more about mortality, and I think about what I might leave these little grandchildren and the world that they're leaving. So there's a whole bunch of emotions there. And I kind of just came up with, out of the blue, desperation, a deadline, find the good. You know, and I figured, if you can find the good in life, in situations, in stuff that is happening to you, then everything else that I sort of think about, whether it means, you know, get fresh air or eat right or I don't know, the other kind of things you'd want to tell kids to do would fall into place.
Many of her out-of-state fans pour over her details of small-town Alaska, the tight-knit community, the picturesque fishing town, and subsistence lifestyle. She says it's not always as easy to live it as it is to write about it.
Well, I romanticize it. Of course I do. But I romanticize it because I want it to be that way. And so then because I want it to be that way, sometimes it is that way. Does that make sense? And I think it's very easy. Like, I mean, I guess I think a lot about, there's a poem that the woman who, Edna Wheeler Wilcox, who, you know, wrote the little thing on the Statue of Liberty, give me your poor. She also has a little line that I used to keep taped to my desk, that there's enough woe in the world without yours too, or something like that. And I think that's true. So I think, you know, there's plenty of people that really easily can focus on all the trouble in Haines, for instance. There's lots of things to worry about. And I think you know as well as I do, there's so much good. So I just choose to talk about that.
While it may not come out in this book, Lendy does occasionally use her prose to bring more sober issues to light, like when she called out the police chief for avoidance of an open conversation of suicide. That column was published in the Alaska Dispatch newspaper. It discussed a tragic suicide as an opportunity to bring awareness to the issue and acknowledge the pain the family and friends feel.
In that particular case, I remember even walking in to a doctor's office, and the doctor burst into tears because the victim had been a patient, and I was there for something else completely. But I knew, because of my particular weird job as the obituary writer, what had happened. But, you know, the doctor was just so, I think, grateful to have somebody acknowledge that pain, and but couldn't say it out loud because we weren't supposed to, because nobody officially would say anything. And so that bothered me a lot, and it still does.
It can be difficult to write about death in a small town, but Lendy tries to illuminate, like she does in her book, the bright spots in a person's life.
There have been obituaries that I've read of yours that it's... you've had a difficult time finding family or friends to say maybe much good about a person. And how do you deal as a writer with those situations where it's most difficult to find the good?
Well, you just keep it short. No, I mean, I think you do the best you can. You think to yourself, oh, you know, if this was someone in my family, couldn't someone just say a little something nice? And you find somebody that will, I guess. And I feel like that's good to do. I also feel like when I write them that there should be something in each life that might transcends even knowing the person. And so sometimes when I might not be able to find necessarily, you know, a compliment to the person or whatever, you can find something that they did in their life, some little story that is where people say, gosh, you know, I should try that. Or maybe I know someone who could do that. Or that was something. How about that? You know, or I won't do that. You know, so sometimes there's a little good in just what comes out of maybe some not so good.
We talked at length with Lendy about what she has to say about her new book and living as a best-selling author in a small town, including if she's ever given thought to her own obituary.
You know, actually, I don't, even though I write them, I don't think obituaries are that big a deal.
You can find her complete interview online at khns.org. A launch party for Find the Good is set for April 28th at the Haines Public Library, although the book is already available for order and in bookstores. Lendy will be traveling throughout Alaska and western Washington and Oregon on tour starting in May. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Just a note, we won't have KHNS Evening News for the rest of this week while we're away at trainings in Anchorage, but tune in to Lincoln L. Mornings with Amanda Randles the rest of this week for KHNS Morning News.